In a village where the sun dips low and life moves with the rhythm of tradition, a milkman dreams beneath a sky of stars, his heart heavy with hope and love's condition. Five daughters, five hearts, each seeking a place to belong. Welcome to the Westland Theater Program Pause for Thoughts podcast. I'm your host, Jackson, and today we are talking about none other than Fiddler on the Roof, our school's newest musical, premiering on November 8th to November 15th. I'm joined here with Claire and Olivia today, and without further ado, let's begin. Now that we've set the stage, let's hear from the faces that bring Fiddler on the Roof to life. It's time to chat with the cast.
What's your name and what's your role in Fiddler on the Roof?
My name's Peyton, and I am Perchik, the revolutionist.
Give us a brief glimpse into what this musical's about.
I think it's about the breakup of tradition and how the community unfolds from this new switch of almost their mindsets being changed, and they don't know how to feel about that. It's almost scary for them.
Have you had any experience with musicals or acting or anything before?
No, this is actually my first musical, and acting or anything, I've never done any of that before, but it's been a really cool experience. I've learned a lot in the short period of time that we've had.
I heard you did a designer's run yesterday. How'd that go? What was it like?
Yeah, that really kind of pieced together the whole show for me. It felt really all over the place because we were just practicing different scenes and sometimes out of order, and we didn't really know where everything fit in. It was really cool to see it like all come together. I think we all were like, okay, well, this is a show now, you know.
What exactly is a designer's run?
It's kind of where we put together the whole musical as a whole, and everyone that's a part of it, not just the actors, but tech. And tech gets to see like what we've been working on for the past like month and a half, something like that. And they can kind of see what the show is about, what they need to do to bring it to life.
What's been some like challenges or highlights just about this specific musical?
There's a lot of culture in this musical. It's really heavily built up around culture. And I think making sure that is accurately portrayed as possible has been sort of difficult, but I think we've definitely started to figure it out. Another one is just like, there's a lot of really wordy lines. A lot of the people in the play really like to talk a lot.
Nice. What's been your favorite thing about this musical, about acting, about any of that?
My favorite thing is probably when Annie's the director. She gets into her whole tangents about what the character is thinking, and it's just really interesting to hear her take on like their mindset when they're reading the. It really helps me.
What do audiences have to look forward without putting in any spoilers or anything?
There's definitely a lot of humor. There's also a lot of dancing, so that'll be really fun to watch.
What have you connected the most with about your character or this musical or just acting in general, because it's your first time?
I've actually connected with my character a lot because he's meant to be like the one stirring up all of this like commotion, you know. He's kind of breaking tradition, and he's the revolutionist, and he's like changing people's views and just kind of messing everything up in their eyes. But I think it's really cool because I think he's a really powerful person, and I think I can like learn a lot from the character.
What's your name and your role in the musical?
I'm William Justice, and I'm a villager / Russian.
What's your experience with musicals or plays in the past?
This is my first through Westland High School. I've only ever done one other one. That was Descendants, and I did that through MSM Middle School Musical.
Nice. What's been your favorite thing about being in the musical?
Probably meeting everybody. It's been really cool. The older kids, like, I can learn a lot from them, and, like, everyone's just so nice. I'm the only freshman who got in. It's a bit lonely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'd say it's a bit lonely, but at the same time, all the sophomores, juniors, they're so nice, and they're just, like, easy to talk to. It's really nice.
Nice. What's been the most challenging thing about this musical?
Definitely, I'd have to say incorporating the culture and being respectful of that culture, because it's mainly, like, Jewish and Russian, so we also, like, have to take into account that we need to be as respectful as we physically can to the culture when choreographing, pronunciation as well. We've been working on pronunciation a lot to try to, like, be respectful of the cultures.
What's the rehearsal process been like?
A lot. We've been doing rehearsals practically every day for like 3 hours. There was one rehearsal Saturday where I was only there for an hour, but some people were there from 12 to 6. And we did a designer run through the other day, and we sort of got a rough look at what the entire show is going to look like. And that was really, like, helpful to sort of see what we need to work on and what we're already doing good in.
What's been something you've, like, really connected with this musical?
Probably the change portion of it, because going from middle school to high school, like, a lot of, like, the friend group and stuff's getting, like, confusing. So sort of how the family is, like, going through a lot of changes, people are being married and traditions are being broken. It's, like, sort of reflecting how, like, the change to high school is, like, breaking friendships up and stuff, but then you also have to, like, carry that, like, what you learned from it with you.
What do audiences have to look forward to with this?
They can look forward to a family being put under a lot of stress and trying to cope with new challenges of, like, more modern society and the traditions that they had upheld for hundreds of years, the place they lived, being, like, uproot, especially the father, who's sort of stuck in his ways, but goes on to get a little more loose and let some things slide and saying, oh, okay, maybe it doesn't have to stay exactly the same.
What's been the most unexpected or, like, weirdest thing?
Well, one of them is the director, Annie. I was calling her Miss Kaiser, and she's like, call me Annie. So, like, everyone who's in the show basically just, she says, you can call me Annie. And it's, like, a little weird to be, like, calling the teacher by her first name. Yeah. But, like, in the show, there's a scene where the main character, Tevye, is, like, in bed. And he wakes up from a nightmare. And he sort of just, like, is screaming. And the actor who's been playing him has done it practically every time. So we get to see how, like, how he, like, gets more comfortable within, like, adds more, like, screaming. And it's really funny.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I really, really like the music. It's really, it has layers. The harmonies are really cool. And it's just so cool to see, like, because it try to think mysterious almost, some of the music, but then also some of it's upbeat. And it's really cool to see the contrast of the, like, slow, mysterious, and spooky almost in comparison to the happy, upbeat, so some of them.
Thank you very much.
What is your name and what is your role?
Hi, I'm Jack Walters, and I'm playing the role of Tevye.
Give us a brief glimpse into what this musical is about.
So it's about this shtetl in 1905, modern-day Ukraine, I think, called Anna Tevka. It follows Tevye and his wife and his five daughters as his three eldest begin to marry off into lives that they want to be in. That definitely, like, kind of the conflict is Tevye grew up very traditional, He's a very pious man. He talks with God a lot. And his daughters marry for love, not for money. Eventually, one of them has to move away. One of them marries outside of the faith. And that challenges his view of tradition. And at what point does he just, like, let it slide? Does he do it begrudgingly? It's a very dark show, but it's told with very, very joyful optimism that really comes from being in such a hard life.
What has the rehearsal process been like so far?
I'm there a lot from 3:30 to 6. That ends up happening a lot because I'm in a lot of the scenes. We finished blocking the show as of now. I think today as we record this, we're going to do the first few numbers, just running it. Yeah, it's a very fun show to rehearse for because as we go along, we learn new things, especially like comparing one scene to the other and how one scene sort of affects the other and how people feel, how one piece of dialogue may connect with another. And yeah, one of the fun things about it is that Annie Kaiser, our director, has been doing a lot of research on shtetl life at the time period. And so every so often we like get a little bit of what she read told to us. And those have been very informative. Like, I think a main comparison she made was how people in Japanese internment camps in America sort of made their own traditions and societies within those. It was a bad place to be in, but it allowed this cooperative style of living to foster and grow.
What do audiences have to look forward to?
It's a very heartfelt show. It's something that older audiences will love and younger audiences will also love. It's a Broadway classic for a reason. And in our time, it really matters to know just what life was like back then. And all these classic songs given a modern touch, it's fun.
Thank you.
From village rooftops to quiet kitchens, the world of Antevka has to be built from the ground up. Let's meet the team who turns an empty stage into a living, breathing town.
What is your name?
My name is Telia.
What specific jobs or roles have you taken on in relation to creating the show?
I am the production stage manager, and I have worked on constructing sets for Fiddler.
What is the atmosphere like in the scene shop, and what are rehearsals like?
They're pretty fun. It's a little goofy, and we get things done.
What has been your biggest takeaway from this experience? What challenges have come along the way?
I think just learning as you go how to do things, always improving.
What are you most excited about in terms of seeing the show?
I'm very excited for the dance numbers. They've been coming together really well.
What kinds of learned skills do you think you can apply outside of school and theater?
Collaboration. I've learned a lot of collaboration.
Thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Sarah Roble.
What specific jobs or roles have you taken on in relation to creating the show?
Well, I am your performing art technician. I guess you could also say technical director. So I have taken on the role of helping to collaborate with Annie Kaiser and create your set design and bring everyone's vision to life, in addition to creating the lights for the show. And the sound team is independent all their own.
What is the atmosphere like in the scene shop, the stage, while building a production?
I think the atmosphere in the shop is quite a bustle. Everyone is always really excited to create and build things, and especially see the vision come to life. You can draw it down on paper, and you can have a great concept, but sometimes things don't always turn out the way you imagine, so you have to change it up a little bit and make sure that you're creating what you had actually intended.
What challenges have come along the way?
I think for us in particular already, we've faced a few different challenges. For this show, we're making some really, really large curved walls. Creating a curved wall is harder than you would think. We've also made a few different prop pieces that have needed to be changed. We've taken them out into rehearsal, and they've had some issues, and so they come back into the shop, and we fix them up, and we make everything better each time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us on this special episode of Pause for Thoughts. We love diving into the development of Fiddler on the Roof with this incredible cast and crew. From the timeless music to the powerful stories of tradition, family, and resilience, it's clear why this show continues to resonate with audiences around the world. Be sure to check out the Westland High School Performing Arts Center for performance of Fiddler on the Roof. And if you enjoyed today's conversation, don't forget to subscribe to Pause for Thoughts for more behind-the-scenes insights, interviews, and discussions on all things theater.